Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach takes us to the tape to break down Terrell Pryor's touchdown in double coverage against the Titans. Rookie Emmanuel Ogba talks about his first sack in the NFL.
At first, I thought he was going to throw the ball, so I just kind of just put my hands up, then he kept it.
And wide receiver Andrew Hawkins talks about the honor of being a team captain and reveals secrets about his NFL journey. What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. It's the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, last week, another heartbreaker in Tennessee, but the team showed so much fight, especially at the end of the game. What do you take away from that one?
That we fought, you know, that the guys went there with the right mindset. We just wasn't able to finish it, and that's kind of been the story of our year. But one thing I have really, truly appreciated is the grit of our guys and the resiliency of our guys. They do fight.
And one of the guys who is resilient is your quarterback, Cody Kessler, was hurt the week before against Patriots, come back, stands in the pocket, has his best game, over 300 yards passing, two touchdowns. What are you seeing from your rookie quarterback?
He's just growing. You know, he's growing each and every week. You know, I think what's really important as we go through this process with him is just making sure that it's the right process. You know, he came back, like you said, off an injury that a lot of guys don't come back from. Because he wanted to be out there with his teammates, and he came back out there ready to play and really did a fine job.
Do the guys still look at him as a rookie after what he's done?
I think they still do. You know, eventually we have to get a win here to start to change some of that dynamic for him because quarterback's jobs ultimately are to win, and that's what he's here to do, and we got to help him do that.
I noticed more shot plays were called in this game against the Titans. Cody pushing the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. Is that something because you're more comfortable with them? You want to keep defenses honest?
Absolutely. I mean, we've called some other shot plays in the other games. They just didn't come up. But you have to be able to do that to create bigger plays. And I think Cody can do that as well.
One of the things I think that pops out to me watching him is that he seems more confident in the pocket. He's stepping into his throws more and actually driving the football, especially in that kind of 15 to 20-yard range. Has that been a point of emphasis for you with Cody?
No, it has. I mean, because I think that was going to be the next level for him to get to. And we've really worked on it and focused on it in practice, and obviously was able to show itself in the game.
Cody's doing a great job on the other side of the ball. Second-year player Danny Shelton, I think, having a phenomenal season. What have you seen from your big man in the middle?
He's another guy that's growing. You know, I think we've given him a challenge to be one of the better defensive players in the league, and I think he's accepted that challenge, and he's working at it.
Christian Kirksey also seems to be flying around each and every week. What has he brought to your defense?
He's a vocal leader. He's tenacious. He's relentless. He loves to play the game, and I think he loves the Cleveland Browns.
All right, now one of the bad parts of the game, ground game struggled again for the second straight week. How do you get that going?
We just got to really focus on it and finish it. You know, we've had a bunch of moving pieces, I should say, up there. And I think once these guys start playing together again, get a feel for each other, how to play off each other, I think we'll hit our stride again.
We're talking about resiliency with this team, and one guy that really has impressed me is Cody Parkey, because he came in that tough situation in Miami. Since then, hasn't missed a kick. Hit the nice ball on the onsides kick. Has that impressed you with him, and how much confidence do you have in Cody?
Absolutely. You know, I knew that day in Miami it was going to be tough, you know, as I said to all. But I knew he would rebound. He just needed some time with his coaches and with his teammates, and he's been really good here, and I really appreciate him being here.
Can you say enough about what Terrell Pryor is doing for this team?
He's playing good. You know, he really is. He's one of the major playmakers on our offensive football team. There's a lot of different things he can do with the football. And I just think, again, he's another one of these young guys. And he's played in the National Football League before, but not at this position. He's really growing.
He's been the number one receiver for this team. A ridiculous catch on fourth down, two touchdowns. Let's go over to the coach's tape and take a look at his first score against the Titans.
Great. Lewis, Pryor, Hawkins, near side right. Cody back to pass. Looking, fires, end zone. Pryor caught it! Touchdown! He had three Titans around him, and Terrell Pryor catches it for the score, and over 1,200 Browns backers are up and roaring in the upper deck.
All right, Coach, here we are, end of the first half, trying to get in the end zone down there. Cody Kessler to Terrell Pryor. Let's take a look at this play here. What was the play call? What were you hoping to see with this trips right alignment?
Well, what we're trying to do is get the defense in a particular front and secondary coverage that we can try to exploit. What we know is by having three receivers on one side, either they're going to play man and the key to that is all the corners would be over. So if they are, then we have the perfect opportunity to throw the ball. And if they're not, then we would check to a run. So here, as you see, all the DBs are over. So Cody knows it's an opportunity to throw the ball. And the guy we're trying to get it to here is Terrell Pryor.
Okay. So, and he's going to come up to the line. I'm assuming that's when he says, like last week, he said it could be a run, could be a pass. He's saying, all right, we're sticking with the pass.
Here. Absolutely.
Okay. So the primary read on this play, you're going to have a hitch on the outside, Pryor on the corner. That's the number one read for Cody in this play?
Absolutely. Well, the outside guy really runs an arrow. He's going to start down inside so we can create space for Terrell towards the back corner of the end zone. So you'll see Hawk, as this starts to unfold, he'll start down inside. This is called an arrow route.
Yep.
Yeah, this is an arrow route because he's trying to take his defender down inside away from Terrell. As you see, he starts in there. And luckily, Cody throws it at the right time because really what happens, as you can see, the guy that's really opens Hawk. You know, but he threw a good ball, and he threw the ball high enough so Terrell could go up and make a great play on the ball.
And that's one of the things you coach him up on is obviously put it up there so it's either a completion or a touchdown or incompletion.
Absolutely. You have to.
All right, as you look here with Ricardo Lewis, when you go through this with Cody, because it's a successful play, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you coach him up on this play?
Well, I like for him to understand that this is really good because he has a big, tall receiver where he's laying a ball on the back end line, so he's giving Terrell a chance. But, boy, look at Hawk right there as well. You know, sometimes people are really going to start to chase Terrell because he's starting to score a lot of touchdowns.
Sure.
And you got to have enough poise about yourself to say, okay, there's Hawk, and if I need to throw it to him, then I can.
All right, well, successful play, touchdown, third straight week in the red zone. Nice touchdown pass from Cody Kessler there, and you see TP get it done. We'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this.
Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, rookie Emmanuel Ogba discusses his first ever sack in the NFL, and Andrew Hawkins talks about rookie quarterback Cody Kessler.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgur alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and the number 32 overall pick in the NFL draft, Emmanuel Ogba, has been getting near the quarterback, finally got to the quarterback for his first sack, and our Matt Wilhelm talked with him about that play in the PNC Bank play breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I'm here with Emmanuel Ogba, who had his first career NFL sack last weekend against the Tennessee Titans. So, Emmanuel, what was it like getting that first sack and getting that monkey off your back?
It felt good. It's been a long time coming, you know, ever since I got into the NFL. You know, my goal is just to get sacks, you know, help the team win games.
Absolutely. And we're going to dive into that play. And so it was first and 10. Marcus Mariota gave you like the zone read action that he's very, very good at with DeMarco Murray. So walk us through your responsibility and your reaction to that zone read.
My responsibility is cut back to quarterback, so I have to watch the running back. In case he doesn't cut back, then I have to help out on the quarterback. So I just kind of just read him, and I just reacted to the play.
And talk about just the challenge to get down an athletic quarterback, because it looks like you had him with an arm, and then he kind of, you know, rolled out of it, and it ended up being almost like a shoestring sack.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Marcus is very fast. He's one of the fastest quarterbacks in the league, you know. At first, I thought he was going to throw the ball, so I just kind of just put my hands up. Then he kept it, so I kind of just... He tried to spin on me, so I just kind of grabbed his, like, shoelace tackle. So
had to feel real good. And I saw you come off on the sideline, and you're standing next to Carl Nassib. Is there some type of competition that you guys have as both, you know, rookie defensive linemen playing a lot of football for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, yeah, you know, we push each other every play, you know, push each other to be the best at whatever we do. But, you know, it is a competition, you know, who's going to get the sack, who's going to get the pressure, who's going to get the hit, you know, it's just a good competition going.
Sure. As a rookie, in two consecutive weeks, you've played Tom Brady, probably the greatest of all time, as a pocket passer, and then Marcus Mariota, one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the league. What's it like as a defensive lineman or a slash outside linebacker preparing for two different type of quarterbacks in consecutive weeks?
Just film study, you know, like with Tom Brady, you can't rush too high, and also because he always step up. And Marcus, you can rush high, but then again, he's very elusive, so he can run out the pocket. But you know, just film studying, you know, just going over plays, your assignments, and just stuff like that.
Is there any player that either in the past while you were at Oklahoma State that you studied, or currently now that you're at Cleveland Browns that you study, that you look up to and want to kind of emulate your game after that player?
While in college, I kind of studied Michael Strahan, you know, because he's a guy built like me. You know, we got similar size and attributes, but you know, I kind of just watch all of the pass rushers in the league just to see what they're doing that's working for them, and just to try it on my own. So.
Emmanuel, just talk about the youth movement that you guys have along the defensive line. You know, Danny Shelton, Xavier Cooper in their second year, yourself, Carl Nassib, Stephen Paya in addition, but he's the vet in the room. Just talk about the room as a whole and how much you guys enjoy playing together.
Oh, yeah, you know, we're definitely young guys. You know, we just want to step up and do whatever we can to help the team win games. And, you know, Steven is the vet. You know, he's kind of like more laid back, calm type of dude. But, you know, he helps us out, gives us advice. You know, he's been in the league for a while.
Sure, absolutely. And you have a great defensive coordinator in Ray Horton. Lastly, just talk about Ray Horton and his ability to game plan and keep you guys aggressive in that 4-3/3-4 defense each and every week.
Yeah, Coach Horton is a great coach, very smart coach. You know, he knows exactly what he's doing, and, you know, he helps us whatever way he can. He comes up with a perfect game plan to stop him. You know, like we went out there and stopped the run. They came in one of the leading rushers in the country, so we had to stop him, and he game planned us.
You guys did do a great job. Well, congratulations again on your first sack, and good luck against the Bengals.
Thanks, sir.
You got it.
Coach, for a guy like Emmanuel who got to the quarterback so often in college, what did it mean to finally get that first sack in the NFL?
It means that all the hard work is going to start to pay off for him. You know, we've moved him around a little bit. He's played outside linebacker. He's playing defensive end. He just loves to play. And, again, for all the hard work, the reward for those guys is being able to touch the quarterback. So he was finally able to get that done.
He finally was close to Tom Brady. This week got it done against Mariota. The athleticism he showed on that play, change directions, and then the closing speed. Is that what gets you excited?
Absolutely. And I just think, again, I keep talking about all these guys that we're mentioning. You know, they're young guys, and they have an opportunity to keep getting better as we go throughout this season.
All right, going back to Cincinnati, a homecoming for you. Also for Andrew Hawkins, you'll be up next with our Dustin Fox.
Playing your old team, and you've seen some of your old buddies. It's just a little extra juice.
You know, I think it will. I think once, you know, you get out there, you're in that stadium. Yeah. Like I said, that's where I started my career at, and being able to go back there and play now wearing the brown and orange is an incredible thing for me.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zger alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Andrew Hawkins also returns to Cincinnati this week. He talked about that and more with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with my favorite Browns player, Andrew Hawkins. Andrew, last week you were elected captain, and you've been all about it on social media. What's that mean to you?
It's awesome, man. I mean, it's honestly, I never would imagine I'd get to this point. I always talk about it, but I can remember trying out in the same indoor, you know, just looking for an opportunity. So, you know, to be one of the guys they lean on as a captain, man, it's, you know, I'm humbled by it.
So now you get the C on your jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sweet.
It is. I'm going to have to order a couple of them, man. Keep it on my game jerseys.
Yeah. Big week for you, obviously, going down to Cincinnati, a team you played for. And had some great success there, great years there. You still got some teammates on the Bengals there?
Teammates? I think all of the starting defense were former teammates of mine. So, yeah, I mean, relationships, but, you know, once the whistle blows, all that's out the window.
Does this game mean just a little bit more? Maybe you'll give me the answer that every game means the same, but you're playing your old team. And you've seen some of your old buddies. It's just a little extra juice.
You know, I think it will. I think once, you know, you get out there, you're in that stadium. Yeah. Like I said, that's where I started my career at, and my brother played there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he was playing, I grew up as a kid rooting for him. Mm-hmm. You know, so the city of Cincinnati, you know, it means a lot to me. So, I mean, being able to go back there and play, you know, now wearing the brown and orange is an incredible thing for me. And, you know, I'm going to be juiced.
You had that awesome touchdown celebration a couple weeks back with the robot dance and things like that. You got anything planned for the next time you get in the end zone?
You know, I tried not to plan them.
It wasn't a dance, really. It was more just put the ball down, and you did, like, the total robot turn. It was pretty sweet.
It was something that came to me, like, you know, and I didn't think anything of it. When I scored, it was the first thing that popped in my head. So I tried not to plan them. We'll see what happens. If I'm in Cincinnati, I know I'm going to be excited if I get in the end zone.
Tell me about Cody Kessler, the quarterback, first-year guy, rookie.
Yeah.
Doing pretty well.
Doing great, man. You know, kid's got guts. He fights his butt off. You know, I mean, the biggest thing as a quarterback, I feel like for the rest of the team, you always want to feel like your quarterback is doing everything in his power to win, whether that's on the field, whether that's in meetings, whether that's showing up early, staying late. Everything he's doing is not about him. It's about making sure this football team is in a position to win. You know, you won't find a guy in the locker room that doesn't have full confidence in Cody because of the way he carries himself, because of the way he prepares, because of the way he fights, you know, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the score is. And, you know, that's rare in the league.
You are one of the few guys who've been with Coach Jackson before, like when he was a running backs coach, when he was an offensive coordinator, and now he's a head coach. What's the biggest difference in what you saw with Coach Jackson in Cincinnati to now with the Browns?
You know, I think that's the great thing about Coach Jackson. There isn't a difference. That's why before he's a head coach, you have people singing his praises because they know how he is. He's the same guy all the time. He's the same guy when he talks to you. He's the same guy when he talks to us. He's the same guy when he's a running back coach, the DB coach, the O coordinator, the head coach. He demands excellence, you know, and he works his butt off. And, you know, in any environment, any job, you want to make sure the guy next to you is working as hard as you are. And that is the definition of Coach Jackson. And that's why, you know, I know he's a special coach, and the players in that locker room know he's a special coach.
I want to get to know you just a little bit here. You seem very engaged as a father, always posting pictures with your son. How much does it mean to you to be a dad?
Everything, man. I mean, that's number one in my life. I mean, you know, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me out here. That's what makes everything fun. That's what makes a hard day's work worth it, going home, seeing my kids. It's you know, if anything defined me, I would want that to define me.
Hawk, you're the man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Dustin.
Coach Andrew Hawkins, now a captain of this team. You talked about what a point of pride that is for him. How did that come about?
Well, I just think he is exemplifying everything that we want in a leader to be. Obviously, with the receiver room, with our offensive, with his offensive teammates, with his defensive teammates, with his special teams teammates, and he's doing it on the field. So I go, why not? This guy is one of the guys who sets the tempo for this football team. So he deserves to be, and a lot of the players came to me and said, Coach, this guy deserves to be a captain. And I second that wholeheartedly, and he's a captain of our team.
How important has he been kind of being the dad in that young wide receivers room?
It's been huge. You know, he's really held everything together there because there are a lot of young guys. And like I said, even Terrell Pryor is still a young guy playing receiver. And so I think they all look to Hawk to kind of show him the way, and he's done a great job of doing that.
And we'll be back with the game preview next when the Hugh Jackson Show returns.
Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach previews the battle for Ohio against the Bengals and what it means to play his old team.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Time now for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview. And Coach, I want to go back. Last year, you talked with Mike Silver when the Bengals were in the playoffs, and you shared something with him 4 years ago. You had been a head coach in the league, you'd been an offensive coordinator, and the only job available to you is one that you said was created for you by Marvin Lewis as an assistant DB coach. Now here you are returning to Cincinnati as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. What has this journey been like for you?
Oh, it's been a journey, but every step of the way, Marvin Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals have been highly involved in my career, per se. And again, they gave me my start, you know, and an opportunity to leave and go explore other opportunities. And when those kind of fell through, they brought me back, you know, and kind of revived me, stood me back up and got me back on the right track. So I'll always be indebted to them that way. But at the same time, this week will be about us playing them. It will not be about me. It will not be about those relationships, even though those are very strong mentors in my life, but we're going there to win a football game, and I think that's what's the most important this weekend.
So you know the two players on their offense very well after being their coordinator, Andy Dalton, A.J. Green. Mm-hmm. How do you slow down that dynamic duo?
I don't know that you truly slow them down. You got to limit their opportunities. They're both really good players, and they're both very good at what they do, so we're going to have to do some things to slow them down a little bit, and that's what we hope to do.
In a game like this where you know the strengths of their offense so well, you know their defense having practiced against it, but they know your tendencies as well as a play caller, does anybody have an advantage there?
I don't know if it's an advantage that way. You know, the players are going to decide this game. It's about how you execute, how you go and work the plan that you have in place to win the game, and I think that's going to be the telltale sign of this game.
I know the players know how important this game is for you and how important every game is for you. What's your message to them this week going to Cincinnati?
Let's go play better than we did last week. I mean, we just need to put a complete game together to go finish the game, to have an opportunity to win.
Coach, best of luck to you this Sunday against the Bengals.
Thank you very much.
Go get that W.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, and let's go Browns.